1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. Rick, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning. So I have this odd cracking noise in my house.
Oh, no. Another mystery noise. Okay. All right.
So when I notice it the most is when I'm in the master bedroom and I have the door closed, and then, you know, later that door gets opened up, you hear this cracking noise. It sounds like it's in the drywall. And then also when you're coming in from the garage, that door that comes into the house, when somebody opens that up, I hear that noise as well. And so, you know, my home was built in 2018. We talked with the builder. We've tried to figure things out. We actually put a vent above the door going into the master. And that's maybe helped a little bit, but I still hear this cracking noise. And then when I'm going to bed at night and I'm, you know, pretty much in the corner of one corner of the room in the master, as I get close to the corner, I hear that cracking noise too. I don't know if it's the weight of me just walking over there, but those are the two things this cracking noise is that we just can't figure out.
And you think, is it below your feet or like overhead?
Well, it seems like the weight of me going to that corner makes the drywall crack.
It's a single story home or a two story home?
It's a single story.
So you're walking on concrete, and your traffic pattern in that area creates a cracking sound up in the attic.
It sounds like it's in the drywall, right.
That right there, and that sound will occur more often in the evening than in the rest of the day.
Well, I get those noises as well, where you get the temperatures
right,
go up and down, and it seems like as the house warms up.
Yeah,
but this is a different thing. The biggest one is as I open up the door. In the master, if I'm, say I'm in there, then I always go to bed before my wife does, and then she opens that door out, and it makes this cracking and wakes me up.
Wow, that's very peculiar. And they're hollow core doors, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no weight involved in them at all. There has to just be something's loose. The jam is loose, and it's rubbing on the sheetrock, or the sheetrock is roughed in too close to the door jamb itself. Can you grab that door jamb, the width of your hand, down at the bottom, at the middle, and at the top, all the way around across the top and down the other side? Is there any of that jamb you could just move with your hand and rock it at all?
I'm not at home right now, but I can try that. But I noticed the noise in the drywall. It seems like it's coming from the drywall.
Well, there's got to be some level of movement with the door jamb, would be my guess, or the furring or the shim shingles back behind that are hitting or rubbing on the sheetrock. So mystery sound number two. I'm beginning to feel like Tim and Willie. The old Tim and Willie mystery sound show. Remember that? They would play a mystery sound. Yeah, secret sound.
Secret sound. Right. I was there for that.
Rick, hollow core doors operating shouldn't be making any stress impact on the sheetrock at all. At worst case, your builder seems to be cooperating and participating. It isn't going to be too hateful to ask him, could you take this door down and just rehang it? And worst case, I would take some door insulation foam. Not the expanding foam that's going to put the door in a bind, but I would isolate the jamb from the rough buck and from the sheetrock with foam, recase it, and hang it. And, man, I would bet dimes to donuts that's probably going to take care of the problem for you. It's something simple because a 18-pound hollow-core door can't be causing any stress on the sheetrock. Something is rubbing, and we got to find out what. I'd start by rehanging the door and putting some insulation between the jam and the rough buck, and hopefully that will get it pinned down for you. But those evening noises with thermal expansion, those are easy to solve. That's generally the framing company with OSB board, which we're using for roof deck right now, did not gap it between the sheets. And there's two sheets of OSB touching each other, which they should never touch each other. And in the thermal expansion, that those edges of the OSB boards rubbing against each other. Sounds like the trusses are cracking. And if you can isolate as to which joint it is, we can solve that by just going up there with a 2x4 in between the two rafters and putting in a little bit of reinforcement to keep those. What you really want to do is you want to take a Dremel tool and open that gap up between the two sheets. But you want to do that without cutting the felt on the outside of the roof and destroying your roof. So it's a little tricky, but it can be done. It's actually quite a common problem. Noises. You know, there for 2 years ago, we were like the odor experts, solving odors all across the valley, all across the state. We solved an odor problem in Buckeye this week for a homeowner that called us, and I got their address. I looked at their roof structure. I talked to them about what kind of waste system they were on and how the odor was emanating, and I told them what to do, and I'm waiting for confirmation that they are now living in their home, odor free.